Music to My Ears, written by Keiko Demonia and read by Flower Parish. This is a Star Wars fic, rated for general audiences, featuring the relationship Waxer/Boyle. This is part of the RCAU Open Skies series. Summary. What better way to spend a stormy afternoon than with music and cookies? Settling on the couch, Waxer props his slipper-clad feet on the low table nearby. He's been forced to relocate after Boyle chased him away from the kitchen, saying that he refused to bake with Waxer's tattered orange tuka slippers centimeters from his ingredients. Chuckling, Waxer adjusts his grip on the Halleck set and resumes his warm-up routine. He's been playing this instrument for over a year now, and he likes to think he's gotten pretty good at it. At the very least, it's been months since Numa's leku twitched in agitation at one too many offbeat or buzzing notes. Exhaling, Waxer tips his head back on the couch cushions. His left hand slides up and down the Halleck's metal neck while the fingers of his right hand pluck and strum familiar patterns on the strings. These warm-ups are so familiar that he doesn't need to concentrate on them or even watch his hands anymore, so he just closes his eyes and relaxes. Boyle is moving around the kitchen, where the clink of mixing bowls and jars and measuring cups gives way to the susurrus of methodical stirring. Warmth from the oven is already heating the main room of the house, while wind buffets the cliffs high above them. It's a miserably cold winter day out there, so when Boyle said he felt like baking something, Waxer happily offered some suggestions. After all, what's not to like about Boyle's delicious sweets and some extra heat from the oven? Boyle is still combining powdered sugar, some kind of chilled butter, and extra fine tuber flour when Waxer finishes warming up. Strumming aimlessly, he considers what song he wants to practice. "Hey," Boyle says. Lifting his head, Waxer opens his eyes. "Hmm?" Boyle's mixing doesn't falter as he glances up, asking, "Can you play the song that was on the radio the other day when we had lunch? Koyan Pasek." "Why?" he asks, grinning. "Is it stuck in your head?" Now that Boyle mentions it, Waxer recalls him humming a particular portion of the song off and on for the past few days. Without looking up, Boyle grunts, "Maybe." Waxer chuckles. "There's that one part in the chorus that's a little tricky, but I'll do my best," he promises. "Hopefully, hearing the whole song a few times will get it out of your head." "My hero," Boyle drawls, his lips curving in amusement. Waxer's laugh earns him an ear flick from Blaster, who's perched nearby on the back of the couch. Sitting up straighter, he picks out the first few notes of the song. His favorite station, which broadcasts from Lesu, plays it a lot, so he and Boyle have been singing along to it for months. And since Candy helped Waxer figure out the simplified notation for the song several weeks ago, he'd added it to his rotation of songs to practice. Not far into the first verse, Boyle's soft humming drifts through the air, and by the time Waxer reaches the second chorus, Boyle has started singing idly along, his lilting reel coming and going as he pauses to glance at the recipe. Waxer smiles. He's not sure if Boyle is a good singer according to Natborn standards, but Waxer has always loved his voice, whether he's singing or humming. Waxer plays the song twice, finishing just as Boyle is placing flattened blobs of wrapped dough in the conservator. "What next?" he asks. Straightening, Boyle shuts the conservator door. "I've got to let this dough chill for about 15 minutes, so I'm going to clean up a little, and then I can roll it into sheets and start cutting out the cookies." "Well," Waxer says, amused, "I meant, what song do you want me to play next, but I can come help you." Boyle waves a flour-coated hand at him. "Nah, keep playing. This recipe is simple enough that there's not that much to put away and wash, so I'll probably be done before the dough is even finished chilling." "You sure?" Waxer asks, and Boyle just arches an eyebrow at him, so Waxer grins. "All right, fine, but you still have to pick the next song." Humming thoughtfully, Boyle makes his request, and that's how they pass the next 45 minutes or so. Waxer plays while Boyle transfers batches of dough from the conservator to the table, where he cuts them into little rectangles before putting them in the oven. Boyle sings softly or hums along, and after Waxer plays each song once or twice, he asks Boyle to choose the next one. The cookies smell amazing, and Pala has to be told twice to keep his nose away from the edge of the table. He lies down near Waxer's feet to sulk, but Waxer doesn't fail to notice when Boyle sidles over to the conservator, on top of which they keep Pala's clean food dish between meals. Reaching up, Boyle eases a cookie into the bowl so quietly that the Halcoset masks whatever faint sound it makes. Then he shuffles innocently back to the counter. Waxer grins, filing that away for teasing material later. While the last batch of cookies is in the oven, Boyle brews some calf, and the earthy tang mixes deliciously with the sweet, buttery scent of the cookies. Because he's Boyle, he playfully threatens to pollute Waxer's black calf with cream and sweeteners, but a moment later, he's carrying two steaming mugs and a plate of cookies over to the couch. And that's just as much a Boyle thing to do, really. Because as long as Waxer has known him, Boyle has always thrived on quietly, unobtrusively caring for others. Smiling up at him, Waxer asks, "What's today's calf abomination?" Boyle snorts, placing the food and drinks on the low table while Waxer sets the Halcoset aside. With an eye roll, Boyle replies, "I suppose I'm guilty of the unforgivable crime of adding sugar, Tezzeret seed cream, and a drop of citrus extract to mine." Scrunching up his nose, Waxer picks up his mug of unadulterated calf and makes a show of clutching it protectively to his chest. Boyle huffs an amused breath, holding Waxer's gaze while he loudly slurps his calf. "Mmm," he hums, all smugness. Grimacing, Waxer chuckles and happily sips his own drink before they each grab one of the dense cookies, dipping them into their calf. Boyle closes his eyes after the first bite, humming again, and Waxer gets so distracted just watching him that half of his cookie breaks off, sinking to the bottom of his mug. Hurrying to eat the rest of the delicious cookie before it, too, dissolves, Waxer licks soggy crumbs off his fingers. "Isn't this one of the first recipes Gon taught you?" he asks. "Or one of the first sweet ones, anyway?" Boyle nods, wiping his mustache. "Yeah, it's really easy and doesn't have a lot of ingredients, so it's a good beginner recipe." "I remember it was a hit on the message boards," Waxer says. "Yeah." Boyle runs his hand over his mouth again, but this time, Waxer can tell that it's an attempt to hide his little smile. Boyle has shared a number of recipes and a lot of general cooking advice with brothers via the clone government's HoloNet message boards, and he's always so quietly pleased when someone replies with hollows of the food they make or simply to say that one of his suggestions worked. "I bet you could teach it to some brothers at the Zob Temple," Waxer suggests. "I'm sure plenty of them know how to cook and bake since the Void Striders have been stationed there for over a year, but they may not know this recipe. Plus, Osara said that the new group of older cadets will be arriving not long before we do. Not cadets. Younglings." The clone government and the civilian adoption programs they've been working with for the past couple of years have been encouraging everyone, including other clones, to call younger brothers children or younglings instead of cadets. It's supposed to make them seem less like military products and more like, well, just kids. Waxer suspects that making the switch has been easier for Natborns than for most clones, and truthfully, he can't see how changing one word will affect the way anyone treats young clones. But the people in charge probably know more about Natborns in general than he does, so he's been trying not to say cadet, even though leaving the word behind feels almost like losing something. Taking a sip of calf, Boyle nods again. "Yeah," he says, drawing Waxer from his thoughts. "I wouldn't mind helping out with that, teaching younger brothers or just working in the kitchen some days." Waxer smiles at him. "We should mention that to Osara the next time we calm him and Nox and Master Harnib. I know our tentative plan has been to help some of the local Gamorreans teach basic survival and scouting to brothers there, but I'm sure you've learned some recipes and cooking techniques from Gon that the Void Striders don't know, and vice versa." Grabbing a second cookie, Waxer quirks his lips. "Not really sure what I can do to make myself useful, though." Chewing, Boyle turns to frown at Waxer.
"You're good at a bunch of stuff,"
he says. Or that's what it sounds like with his mouth full, at least. Swallowing, Boyle continues, You've gotten really good at repairing all kinds of things over the years, especially if you have to rig something on the fly. You're great with people, especially younger brothers, so I'm sure you can help out with the younglings. And you can play the Halcassette. Waxer waves a hand dismissively. That's not useful, though, he points out. Brow furrowing, Boyle turns on the cushion to face Waxer. Don't be dense, he scoffs. You saw how everyone at the Zob Temple reacted that night when you played the Storm Song. And by the time we visit again, you'll have another year of practice under your belt, so you'll be even better. Waxer opens his mouth to argue that the hushed reaction was only because the song went back to their early days on Kamino, but Boyle keeps going. Hells, I could have let you clean up the kitchen while I was making cookies and calf earlier, but I wanted to hear you play more than I wanted to, not clean, he says, shrugging. His gaze drops almost shyly, like he hadn't quite meant to admit that, and Waxer can't help but melt at Boyle's earnest appreciation. You really like it that much? He asks, even though he knows how Boyle will respond. It's probably a little selfish, this habit Waxer has gotten into of asking Boyle for confirmation on things like this. But Boyle kept so much to himself for so long that Waxer has grown a bit greedy for his sweet praise, even as Boyle has grown more free with it. Just like Waxer expected, Boyle arches an incredulous eyebrow and dips his chin. Waxer. I know, Waxer says, rolling his eyes at his own ridiculousness. Stupid question. Boyle huffs an amused breath, but as Waxer takes another drink of calf, Boyle seems to be watching him. Hmm? Waxer asks, swallowing. Tilting his head thoughtfully, Boyle looks Waxer up and down. I like it when you play the Halcassette, he says, voice soft and warm. It's nice to listen to. Waxer blinks, a little taken aback. Wetting his lips, Boyle swallows. And I like how relaxed you look when you play. Usually, anyway. But it's cute when you get frustrated, too. Lips parting in surprise, Waxer blinks again as his eyebrows jump up. Boyle seems to enjoy whatever he sees. One corner of his mouth twitches, and the barest hint of nerves from a moment ago bleeds away into something more determined. I like, he repeats, setting his mug down, the way you hold hot drinks so they warm up your cold hands. Reaching out, Boyle lays his own hands over Waxer's before gently extracting the mug from his grip and setting it on the table. Waxer just watches, not sure how to respond. And in truth, he doesn't really want to respond. What he wants is to see what else Boyle will say now that this strange mood has taken him. Biting his lower lip as if in thought, Boyle pulls one leg up on the couch to face Waxer. I like how your hair feels when you haven't shaved your head for a few days, he murmurs, reaching up to ghost his fingers over the short fuzz on Waxer's scalp. With an almost apologetic shrug, Boyle grins, adding, even if you hate letting it get much longer than this. Smiling, Waxer hums at the touch, but otherwise keeps quiet. Boyle seems to take that as a request to continue. Leaning in, he nuzzles Waxer's cheek, then kisses his way up to Waxer's left eyebrow. I like this tiny little scar here, the one from Mbara, he whispers. Waxer knows the one, of course. It's a vertical divot just above his eyebrow, barely visible now, though he remembers it bleeding like a typical head wound and dripping down the side of his face onto his chest plate. Umbara's gloom and the airbase's green lights made the blood look black. Gently nibbling his way along the same path the blood had followed, Boyle reaches Waxer's neck and says, I like when you do this to Numa. With that, he inhales and presses his mouth to Waxer's throat before exhaling in a rush. It makes the farting noise that always sends Numa into a fit of giggles, and Waxer squawks at both the shift in subject matter and the horribly ticklish sensation. Jerking back, he tips sideways onto the couch, and Boyle follows. Waxer laughs, ready to ward off more tickles, but Boyle just drapes himself over Waxer to nose under his jaw. Humming again, Waxer relaxes and returns the embrace as well as he can in this position. And I like your hugs, Boyle says, his voice muffled.
Like that you're always ready to do this, to cuddle.
Oh, Waxer finally says, smiling helplessly as he holds Boyle tighter. Frika. Boyle kisses his throat, wiggling a little as if to settle in. Waxer's hips are twisted at an uncomfortable angle, Boyle's belt buckle is digging into his side, and their calf is cooling on the table, but he has no plans to move. He's exactly where he wants to be. The end.